He paused to glance at Sidious. No doubt the texts I have provided contain references to the so-called potentium theory, that light and dark depend on the intention of the user. This is yet another perversion of the truth, perpetrated by those who would keep us shackled to the Force. The power of water and the power of fire are entirely different. Glaciers and volcanoes both have the potential to transform landscapes, but one does so by burying what lies beneath, where the other spews forth new terrain. The Sith are not placid stars, but singularities. Rather than burn with muted purpose, we warp space and time to twist the galaxy to our own design. To become one of grandiloquent power requires more than mere compliance. What's needed is obstinacy and tenacity. That's why you must always be receptive to the currents of the dark side, because no matter how nimble you are or think you are, the Force will show you no pity. As you've learned, your body sleeps, but your mind is never at rest. Getting to his feet, Plagueis extended his long arms in front of him and loosed a storm of Force lightning that crackled over the landscape, igniting. A Jedi sufficiently strong in the Force can be trained to produce a facsimile, but not true Sith lightning, which, unabated, has the power not only to incapacitate or kill, but to physically transform the victim. Force lightning requires strength of a sort only a Sith can command, because we accept consequence and reject compassion. To do so requires a thirst for power that is not easily satisfied. The Force tries to resist the callings of ravenous spirits. Therefore, it must be broken and made a beast of burden. It must be made to answer to one's will. But the Force cannot be treated deferentially, he added as a few final tendrils sparked from his fingertips. In order to summon and use lightning properly, you will someday have to be on the receiving end of its power, as a means of taking the energy inside yourself. Sidious watched the last of the brush fires burn out, then said, Will I eventually be physically transformed? Into some aged, pale-skinned, raspy-voiced, yellow-eyed monster, you mean? Such as the one you see before you? Plagueis gestured to himself, then lowered himself to the ground. Surely you are acquainted with the lore. King Omen of Onderon, Darth's Scion and Nihilus. But whether it will happen to you, I can't say. Know this, though, Sidious, that the power of the dark side does not debilitate the practitioner as much as it debilitates those who lack it. He grinned with evil purpose. The power of the dark side is an illness no true Sith would wish to be cured of.